You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin on the ones and twos. What's that? What's that? What's that line dancing where you hook the arms and you go dance around? Start. What's that called?
Do-si-do.
Do-si-do. That's what it's like.
Not that I'm a line dancing expert.
Line dancing expert.
If it is a dancing expert, I'm pretty good. But line dancing?
It looks fun. I just don't have the foot speed anymore.
I just don't
You had it to begin with?
I did. I used to be able to get down low. Look, I could do the percolator back in the day. I can't. My hips and stuff ain't working like that.
Yeah, the text line said I'm stubborn. I just don't want somebody telling me how to move on the dance floor. Like, that goes against dancing. Don't tell me to go left, right, two steps. But listen, I'll get to where you getting to. You get there how you get there. I'll meet you there.
I'll meet you at the end. Right. It might not look the same, but we get there at the same time.
Oh,
right?
It ain't going to look the same. Yeah. I'll meet you. When it's time to two-step, I'll be two-stepping with you.
I hear you. I hear you on that, man.
Who's your first pick? So it's the Husker management draft, right? And the Huskers are in the transfer portal for management.
I don't know.
So
I don't
Jay,
know. Remember, I don't know. Has it ever been like this?
They tell you don't draft a running back first.
No, I'll probably draft a running back first.
So what do you do? It is Jay Foreman's decision.
I just think whoever makes the decision, and this is granted, they've been at this decision-making thing obviously a lot longer than I have. And they have more intimate knowledge about what it takes to be in certain positions than I do, right? So this is just my opinion. So I just think that you need – and I keep it very simple. I'd have a huge whiteboard, probably as big as this thing here, as big as these windows. Mm-hmm. And I literally would draw a line right down the middle. President and AD. And I would just put the top 10 things that I'm looking for in each position. Right? Now, you're not going to get all top 10. It's a home run if you do, but then you don't know if those top 10 changes. See, what people don't, who you marry isn't who you divorce. Mm-hmm. Right? Who you marry isn't maybe the same person that you leave or they leave. I mean, it's a relationship. You're marrying whoever these people are. Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, who comes first? Who knows? I mean, you got, first of all, before that, you got to say, okay, what's the whole vision of what you want from, I guess, the university or the whole UNL deal, right? Then that kind of tells you what you want in the president. Then the athletic department, I know I'm calling up all the coaches. Okay, well, let's, you know, what do you like? Or what, you know, not what do you like? Because we're not hiring off of like, we're hiring off of your ability, but what do you need or what do you look for? Because there's a lot of coaches. Like John Cook has a ton of experience. He's somebody, he's probably up for the job. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. Then you got to go and talk to everybody in the athletic department over the last, say, 3 or 4 ADs. What's worked? What hasn't worked? There's some people that have been working. I mean, Dennis LeBlanc's been here since I was here. So you got to do all that. You got to do all that due diligence and try to figure out, okay, then come back to the same list and add and subtract or just keep adding.
So if it's the standard of leadership that you're looking for is somebody that you can trust, for whatever things you need to trust them on, whether it's money management, integrity, character of work, fine business sense, or personnel, like somebody that's really good with people. Okay, so decide what your first thing, what's at the top of the John Wooden pyramid, right? What's the thing that you have to have?
Well, it's probably trust, because even if you're going to make a decision, you got to trust that you're at least going to tell me this is what I'm thinking about doing, and trust me enough, if that's me, or trust that somebody would come and tell you, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm thinking about doing. This is why. What do you think about it that I really don't want to leave? What can you do? Or what are you willing to do? Not to keep up in the ante, but if there's things that were supposed to be checks and balances, are you going to start knocking in some of those checks? Right?
And to know
where you stand. You got to trust them with that. That you'll know where they stand, and that they're going to be, you know, man or woman or their word, you know, most likely. And they don't have ulterior motives. But you can't. But at the end of the day, you won't know that until you get them in the mix.
Well, here's the thing, right? So for Jay Foreman, the things that are important in what you want, because the person you're choosing for either position has to achieve what Jay Foreman needs and what Jay Foreman's circle needs. And Jay Foreman's circle is one of Husker greats, Husker fanatics, and Husker supporters.
Yeah, it's everybody. I'm man of the people.
Right? You're man of the people. So whoever they have, do you want a man of the people, or do you want somebody opposite from you because you've got the man of the people thing handled?
Oh, no, because I'm not in that department.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think for an athletic director, you got to have some vision. Obviously, you know, the experience and resume goes without saying, right? Do we got to state the obvious, right? You can't, you know. So, you know, you got to make sure you got vision. Make sure you have some, like, wherewithal. Obviously, experience. You know, I think you got to be extremely mentally tough. I think you got to be, you know, straightforward, but then also be willing to compromise. You got to be able to step outside your box and see it from everybody's viewpoint, and then still be able to stand, you know, like they say, stand on business when you make your decision. And then, you know,
this is what your wall would look like.
you know what the wall, you know,
it would look like the Charlie Day meme. From always, yeah. Always.
You know what you know what the wall looks like? It looks like as they first started to unravel the mob. You know, underboss.
Go to,
you know, maid guy. When they got made, who's the new maid guy? Who's this family? I mean, I think, but you just gotta, you know, sit down and have a criteria, and then also it's gonna come on how you. You know, I guess whoever interviews them, right? Or here, you know,
the untouchables, right? That you're they're in the room. Kevin Costner's in the room with a wall, trying to figure out. Okay, we're missing something.
Yeah.
We're missing something.
But then also, I think you also can't be afraid to hire somebody that's still has to grow, right? Because I think with growth, you have to accept some mistakes, right? I mean, nobody's perfect. I'm sure Coach Osborne would tell you he was never perfect. There's probably plays and stuff in leadership positions that he might have wished you might have chose different. Same with Trev or anybody else that's been in those type of positions. So you want to have some growth, and that's what you should be hiring on, both on what you expect to get and what you should be getting in the future. And then once you hit a roadblock, that doesn't mean you throw up your hands and be like, all right, I'm done with you. Like now everything's within reason, right? Let's not take the extreme. Let's take as part of it. Let's take the extreme out. Let's be in more realistic. And I think if you could do that in both positions, you know, and they're both two different positions, but they're tied together because they kind of overlap some. And so it's a hard place to be in. Now, I mean, I'm sure being a board of regent isn't very fun right now. Are they, I mean, listen, I do not know. Are they the people that hire the president? I don't know who hires the president. I have no idea. Is that who hires the president?
Charlie Day. I'm trying to figure out who really is.
Let's just say, and for any Board of Regents, if you guys do not hire him, we apologize. Not sincerely, we apologize. Let's just say that's not a fun job, because you have to not only hire the president and AD, or the AD and the president. Why is it not fun? Because of history, right? And some of it has been past people that you hired on doing. And then some has been, circumstances. You know, it's no different than hiring a coach. I mean, you can hire a coach and think they land here and they're going to get it right. And next thing you know, he's like, oh, we didn't know. This is not who we hired.
And that happens a lot.
Josh, listen, if you do not think coaches will change up on you when they get some power, Google Josh McDaniels.
Don't have to. Thanks.
Yes, he was your Colts coach for, an hour?
If.
Yeah. And that's, you know what, that decision, I understand. If you don't go, if you aren't committed, but don't go through you didn't just know on Sunday with the Monday press conference you weren't committed as far as the Colts. You knew this the week ago, right? Like, you knew it 2 weeks ago. Now, the Colts missed out on a whole bunch of coaches then. That's the problem, right? So, there's no exact science. If you're up there thinking as a Husker fan or a supporter, thinking like, oh, this has to be the hire, or I'm going to throw up my hands and not be a Husker fan anymore, then, you know, you just needed something not to be a Husker fan.
Yeah, they've done it. They've done it.
But they'll come back, though.
I hope.
That's one thing that I do know. Even for, which is not going to happen, they decided not. Once they'll be the same dude sitting their butts in the stadium. You want to know why? I remember going to Vikings game. It was as quiet as a what did Ted Cottrell say? Quiet as you could hear a rat peeing on cotton in New York when we played the Jets. One time we beat them. I've been to stadiums like that. Then I've been to them when they've been successful. Them same people that are at home watching on TV are not watching at all, or the same ones watching. Now, it hasn't happened for the Commanders, because my uncle ain't watched the Commanders. He's boycotting the Commanders. He hard-headed, though.
Hey, man, just because he got standards.
But you guys have had a great offseason.
Just because we Bobby
Wagner.
Just because we have standards. Just because we have
Austin Eckler.
Just
you do.
They could.
The standard has changed.
For a six-round pick, they could have Justin Fields. DC would have thrown a parade.
But the standard has changed. You want to know why the standard has changed? Because you guys are drafting Drake May. And you guys got the Magic Man. The Magic Man, and with that said, we're going to take a break. The Magic Man, Magic Johnson, is in the building.
Boo that man.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.